Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
President Obama designated two new national monuments yesterday, protecting 1.65 million acres of land. Bears Ears Butte is in Utah and Gold Butte is in southern Nevada. And Obama made the move using the 1906 Antiquities Act. President Obama is trying to preserve his green legacy from an incoming Trump administration that has promised to undo environmental regulations. Conservation groups and Native American tribes applauded Obama's move, but some elected officials in both states were vehemently opposed to both of the monuments. Kristen Brangle is the Vice President for Government Affairs at the National Parks Conservation Association, and she joins me now. Kristen, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
Well, both Bears Ears Buttes and Gold Butte have been the subject of long-running disputes in Nevada and Utah over land use. Describe these two places and sort of what the controversies have been like.
They're both exceptional places. They're beautiful. They are the typical Western red rock lands that you see in movies and in pictures. And they're extremely threatened by mining and looting and other activities that happen out there. So essentially, we have millions of acres like this. These are unique. These are completely surrounded by national parks, Canyonlands National Park, Arches National Park, and in Nevada, Lake Mead and the Grand Canyon. And they're controversial simply because, you know, folks want to continue to graze and do certain activities, which they'll be able to continue under this monument proclamation that they're both existing under. So it's kind of disappointing when folks are negative about them, because they're incredible areas and the public will really enjoy them even more now.
So when a national monument like this is designated, that means things like mining can't continue, but surface activities, grazing, things that are renewable can continue?
Correct. And under the proclamation that President Obama signed for both monuments, grazing can continue. And that's one of the major activities out there. There really isn't as much oil and gas. And even the oil and gas leases that are there are going to be grandfathered in. So there's no real threat to those activities.
So what do you see President Obama doing here when you sort of step back from these two territories that have been designated monuments? Is this a defense of an environmental legacy that has been disappointing to some? What do you think he's doing?
President Obama, in his 8 years in office, has protected some of the greatest places in the country that were unprotected before he came into office. So he's kind of doing what others haven't done in the past and protecting more wonderful places, rock art, artifacts, than any other president has been able to designate before him.
Well, if President Obama can designate these monuments under the Antiquities Act, could possibly President Trump turn around and undesignate them?
No, he can't. The Antiquities Act is written in a way to actively protect areas, but not to undo protection for areas. So he has absolutely no authority to undo a monument. Congress could, but not another president. And it's never been done before.
So now that Harry Reid, who was a huge advocate of Gold Butte in Nevada, I mean, I can tell you that he talked about it all the time. Harry Reid won't be in the Senate after January 2nd. A Republican Congress could turn around if they mustered the votes and undo these monument designations.
Undoing any type of protection like a national monument or a national park is something that no Congress wants to be known for doing. These are special places. People cherish these places. They love them. Congress would get an incredibly even worse reputation than they already have if they started to dismantle places of high public value that people love and appreciate, like national monuments and national parks.
Utah and Nevada each have a new national monument designated by President Obama on his way out of the White House: Bears Ears Buttes and Gold Butte. Kristen Brangle, Vice President of Governmental Affairs at National Parks Conservation Association. Thank you.
Thank you.